Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, and this morning's conversation is with Rebecca Spitzko, Program Manager for Grants.gov Initiative, which is managed by the Department of Health and Human Services. And joining us in our conversation is Lori Dornack.
Becky, Grants.gov has really changed the way citizens are finding and applying for grants. Can you describe the grant process that was in place prior to the Grants.gov program?
As we talked about a little bit earlier, the process was very individual and unique to each grant-making agency. They were very much trying to meet the needs of the grantors or the potential applicants by making things available through their websites, publishing in the Federal Register. Some agencies had put up electronic grant systems and moved ahead with those. Many other agencies are still receiving paper. We have just agencies at all different levels and all different phases of the process, but everyone was really driving for getting to an electronic process because we do have a mandate to do that within the government in the Public Law 106-107, as well as actually the Paperwork Elimination Act also calls for that. It called for all agencies to provide an electronic means for their customers to do business by October of 2003. The feedback we were getting from the grant community was, yes, we want to do business electronically, but you now have 25 systems out there and they're all different and everyone's doing it the best they can and thinking of their grant community. But I do business with lots of grant making agencies. So I would really rather have a single way to do that business with the government as opposed to a different way for every agency that I interact with.
Well, two of your major customers would be the grant community at large, as well as the agencies who work with you to put out applications onto grants.gov. Can you explain the grants.gov process from the perspective of a potential grant applicant? How do they use it? And then maybe walk us through a real-life example.
First, the way we envision it is obviously the grant applicant or the potential applicant would first find a funding opportunity that they would be interested in applying to. So that's where the find part comes in. They would come to grants.gov, go into the find piece, and they would start searching for an opportunity. And they can do this in many ways. They don't need to know what the agency is that they want to apply for. They can go and put a subject matter into the full text search and search that way. They can go by eligible applicants. Then they have the opportunity to look at what we call synopsis. Now, that never existed before grants.gov. It was very common to the contracts world, but agencies just did a full announcement. So the synopsis gives you about 20 or 30 data elements of the points that people are usually the most interested in. You know, how much money is there? How many awards are you going to make? What's the purpose for this? A very short brief on this. Who's eligible? And if they look at that and find that this looks like something I'm really interested in, then they go to the full announcement. And there is a link to the full announcement and see the further details about how you apply and the real kind of nitty-gritty about what's involved with this competition. If they find they want to apply, within the find piece, there is what we call an apply button. They push that apply button. They would then be taken to the grants.gov apply portion of the system and be able to download the application package. And this application package includes all the forms that they would need to fill out to apply, as well as also the instructions of how you go about filling them out. They download these to their PC. And once they've downloaded them, they no longer need to be connected to the internet. At this point, everything can be done on their PC, and they need no internet connectivity. And that was really important because one of the things we heard as we did focus groups and we worked with the grant community, it's often the smaller grantee that is really struggling to get into the federal grant arena. And they don't have the resources. They don't have the grant writers. They don't have someone to go and look and find the grants for them. And they don't often have high-speed internet connectivity. So they're using telephone wires to go through. So they don't want to have to always be connected to the internet when they're filling out the forms. So the downloadable forms allow them to fill them out offline. They do validation of data while they're filling those out, and it tells them what's required, what's not required, what forms are required, some are optional. Once they've completed them and they've saved them, and it forces them to save a copy on their hard drive, then a submit button will become enabled, and they submit it to grants.gov, and we receive it. We give them a grant number. And at that point, then the agency's notified that you can come and pick up your application. Someone has applied, and then the agency can pull that into their back-end system so that they can start doing their grant process.
In that description, you've talked a lot about the users, and I'm curious, how did you incorporate the needs of the users into the development of the program?
We did a prototype first of what we thought the system would look like, what the website might look like, and we ran some focus groups. And we had a marketing firm, Rockbridge, that did that for us. And they would ask questions like, what do you think this button should do? And of course, the reaction was, well, push it and let's see what it does and we'll tell you if that's the right thing or not. And no, they wouldn't do that. They really wanted to try to make it as objective as possible. So they walked people through that. And we did that both for the agencies as well as the grants community. And we got some really good feedback from that. And from that, we did a lot of redesign of the site and incorporated their comment. We also went out and did some surveying of the applicants to see what they would want grants.gov to provide them and how it should work and what kind of things, you know, were kind of broken with the process right now. We also ran a pilot prior to launching the site, which was run in June of 2003. And we actually had about 100 applicants who came in, downloaded some forms, would register, process them, send them back. And then we ran focus groups to get feedback on the pilot. And we also did this with the agencies as well. We had about well over half of the agencies participate as part of the pilot so they could get the experience of posting these application packages, pulling that application, trying to get the data into their system. And we also did a focus group of them to see what worked. And then at that point, we kind of went into shutdown mode of, okay, now we have to figure out what the right answer is so we can get this launched by the end of October.
It sounds like your agency users have been involved pretty heavily all along. How has grants.gov changed the business processes for those agencies giving out grants?
We don't touch too much the business process of the federal agencies, and I think that was an important piece in the overall acceptance of moving to a government-wide system. The fine piece, yes, now they do come to grants.gov and they publish those opportunities. And they do come there to also publish their grant packages. But once the grant application gets into their system, their business process pretty much stays the same. So they had just a few places that they really needed to tweak of, you know, who would post these opportunities on grants.gov, who makes sure that if we still publish in the Federal Register that we've got it out there within a day or so that we know we do have that consolidated and that single site of all the opportunities. And the same is really true for apply. You know, who's going to do that? Are we going to do it from a centralized approach within the agency, or are we going to decentralize it and have lots of people doing it? How are we going to pull our applications when they come in? Are we going to do that? They actually can do that in a system-to-system manner and have their back-end system pulling them, or they can have someone come to the website and pull it. And are we going to do that program by program, or are we going to have it done centrally for the whole department? And we've actually had implementations in both ways. Some agencies have done it in a centralized manner, and they pull it all of them at one time through the system-to-system interface. And a few others are doing it by competition, and they've decentralized it. And that's usually more of the smaller agencies that are operating that way.
As you come up on the one-year anniversary for grants.gov apply, have you seen an increase in the number of people who use Find and apply for grants since the inception of the program?
We've seen some significant increases, especially over the last 4 to 5 months on the apply side. But the Find piece took off immediately. We went to full production of it in October of 2003. And we were looking at, once we got that full repository of all the federal opportunities out there, of getting about 400,000 hits a week and mailing out emails, because there is a subscription service that you can sign up for so you can get emails as things are posted. And we were sending out about 150 emails during that time when it first launched. And now we get over 1.2 million hits a week, and that number has fluctuated as high as almost 1.5, and over 500,000 emails a week. So it's very interesting watching those numbers grow. Kind of when I think the Find numbers just can't get any bigger, they just continue to grow, and the excitement is out there when we go out and give presentations. The feedback is, wow, I just love the Find piece. It's saving me so much time. I get my email and I sit down with my coffee in the morning and I go through that email and oh, within, 15 or 20 minutes, I know everything the federal government has published about grants for the last day. And I'm done, and I can send it on if I need to share it. So the reception for the FIND piece has just been tremendous. On the apply side, we've also seen a very large growth in numbers. We launched the end of October 2003. We received our first electronic application in December, the 1st of December. We had about four or five agencies initially publish some packages. But since that time and over the spring and the early summer, we are up to about 180 packages that have been posted out on grants.gov with, I think we're up to now 16 of the 26 agencies have posted, with many more queuing up to post in the next couple months. And we have received just about 1,000 applications. We're at about 985. So we're all waiting for that big day when we go over that 1,000 mark, which we think is a big milestone for grants.gov and certainly will happen prior to our first anniversary.
It was fascinating, especially the number of hits. What are the management challenges of running a program that touches so many federal agencies? We'll ask Rebecca Spitzko, program manager for grants.gov, to give us her perspective when the Business of Government Hour returns.